Honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt not commit adultery. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I'll tell you today about another biblical person named Reuben. Most of the people recognize the name just from the sandwich, or as the cousin of Stitch in the Lilo and Stitch franchise, who likes to eat those sandwiches. But in the Bible, Reuben was the oldest son of Jacob. Yesterday I told you how, because of his deceiving his father, Jacob would need to suffer a lot in his life. And Jacob's greatest suffering came from the hands of his own children. Jacob had 12 sons, of which Reuben was the oldest. But Reuben fell very early into displeasure of his father by committing a very grave act of impurity and sinned against the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Most of all, Jacob loved his son Joseph, who was number 11, and showed him many favors. And we can see here that Jacob still had not got ridden from his imperfections. Just like his father Isaac, Jacob took favorites and preferred Joseph above the rest of the brothers. In order to show his love for Joseph, Jacob made him a coat of many colored and rich materials. One day, when the brothers were all tending their flocks, some of them committed a most wicked crime. Joseph, being shocked and angry, told his father what he had seen. And from that time forward, his brothers hated Joseph more than ever. Again, you can see that now Jacob was punished by having his sons hate each other, just like Esau had hated him. When the brothers went out far away with their flocks and were gone from their father's sight, they decided to kill Joseph and say to Jacob that a beast had eaten him. But when Reuben heard this, he searched to free Joseph from their hands and said to them, "Do not take away his life, neither shed ye blood, but cast him into this cistern that is in the wilderness, and keep your hands harmless." Reuben said this because he wished to save Joseph later, restore him to their father, and in this way perhaps regain Jacob's favor, which he had lost through his sin of impurity. The brothers did what Reuben asked, and stripped Joseph from his coat of many colors and threw him into the cistern. Reuben departed from them so that he could return later to come and rescue Joseph. But when he returned to the cistern, he saw that Joseph was not there anymore. In despair, Reuben rent his garments, returned to his brothers, and said, "The boy doth not appear, and whither shall I go?" But Reuben learned from them that during his absence, the rest of the brothers had sold Joseph to the merchants passing by, and that he was now a slave in Egypt. When the brothers returned home, they killed a kid, a similar kid, if you remember, which skin Jacob had used when he deceived his father, pretending to be Esau. They dipped Joseph's coat into kid's blood and showed it to their father. And Jacob said, "It is my son's coat. A naughty wild beast hath eaten him. A beast hath devoured Joseph." Then Jacob rent his garments and, putting on sackcloth, mourned his son for a long time. His children gathered around and strove to comfort him in his grief. But Jacob would not be comforted, saying, "I will descend unto my son into hell mourning." You'll hear more about Joseph tomorrow. But from Reuben, we learn that he at least sinned less than the others. Reuben had no share in his brother's sin because he wished to save Joseph and took no part of selling him into slavery. However, he cannot be totally left off the hook. Reuben should have openly and decidedly opposed his brother's bloodthirsty plan and bravely protect his younger brother. Then, after he had learned that Joseph had been sold, he should have told the truth to his sorrowing father, who would have sent a message to Egypt to seek and liberate Joseph. Reuben therefore sinned by omitting to do what he should have done, and just locked doing nothing when his own father was sorrowing. Totally different was today's saint, Saint Pantaleon, who, like Reuben, had fallen into grave sin, in this case idolatry, in his early life. But by the admonition of a priest, Pantaleon's conscience was awakened to a sense of his guilt. He was taken to the church and to the sacraments, and so much he despised his fall that he wanted to expiate his crime by martyrdom, a wish which God granted him. Children, we should learn from Reuben that men lose the greatest goods which God can give for very vile and stupid reasons. Reuben lost all of the goods and blessings of him being the firstborn and the love and respect of his father for the price of the bad act which gave him only few moments of pleasure. Also, we must learn how serious it is to insult your parents or bring them grief. At his deathbed, Jacob said to Reuben, "Thou art the beginning of my sorrow. Thou art poured out as water, increase thou not." This was a prophecy foretelling that the tribe of Reuben would not inherit the greatnesses usually annexed to being firstborn, namely being prince or lord over the other brothers, and also not the priesthood. Main teaching in the life of Reuben is that the children, in order to get the blessings from God, must be very grateful for the love and care which their parents show them. You children, you need to be a joy to your parents, not a sorrow. Ask yourself, have you ever vexed, irritated, or grieved your parents? If you should stain your youth with sins and vices, you become a grief to your parents. In that case, the sad memory of the days of your youth will be on your conscience for the rest of your life. So make a resolution for this camp today that for the future, you will be a joy to your parents by your obedience and diligence. And do not forget to pray every day for them. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.